Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Joe Nichols.
Well, I told Joe, whoever's handling his stuff, man, is doing great work. Before we get to the draft last night, you know, a lot of people are texting us. So we're tomorrow, Joe, we're going down to Camden. We're going to five restaurants in Arkansas that are all over 100 years old. We went to the Ohio Club last week in Hot Springs. Of course, it was really more of a bar speakeasy than it was a restaurant for all those years. But we still give it credit for being open for over 100 years. And then tomorrow in Camden, at the White House Cafe, it's been open since 1907, 119 years serving food. So we're going to go there. We're going to Mariana Jones Barbecue Diner over there. It's been open 116 years. You got Skyline Cafe in Mena, 104 years, and Dixie Pig in Blytheville, 103 years. So anyway, so we're doing that, Joe, as part of our summer of adventure. And we got to talk. We wanted to go through Fordyce. And so we started talking about, I don't know how much you know about the history of Fordyce, but you got two of the most iconic figures in our pop culture history. You got Bear Bryant from Fordyce, of course, one of the greatest coaches of all time, and Johnny Cash, who Roger, everybody's texting because they're saying Kingsland.
That's right.
So the question is, how far is Kingsland from Fordyce, Roger? Is it like 15 minutes?
Well, wasn't it Rising? Well, who did the parade? Somebody did a parade for him back in the day. It wasn't Dias, was it? It was down there, I think.
I
thought Johnny Cash was from Paragould. I must have been thinking way off. I, for some reason, thought it was Paragould over there.
No, he ends up moving.
My history's wrong.
Well, you know, he did go up there. What's the play of Dias, which is right outside of Jonesboro, right, Rog?
I think.
Well, now, listen, according to this, surely that's not right. I'll have to look that. We'll have to spend some time when we get through with Joe. It's exactly how far did, but the fact that two of those guys grew up within, were born at least, and not the same time, were born within a few miles of each other is crazy because they're both sort of big guys and iconic, and they were tough and had a, you know, those kind of reputations. So anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. Last night, let's go to the NBA draft. We were led by Christian Weaver, our producer, that said he was going to go to the Kings at number 7. That's exactly what happened. Did you get a chance to watch it? The only, I guess, surprise was Malik Thomas. That was probably a little disappointing for him not going in the first round.
Yeah, I think I did not get a chance to watch it, but I heard about it last night. I think a lot of people felt he got shafted a little bit, maybe should have gone a little higher, a couple spots higher. But, I mean, that's pretty good. Number 7 is pretty good.
Thanks,
you're in the lottery.
Well,
in the lottery. It's going to be great money, so can't be too unhappy with that. The Malik Thomas thing is a bit of a shocker, and it's actually, to me, it's sad because we all saw the talent. I'm sure the NBA told him, a lot of GMs told him, you know, you're going to be our first round pick, late the first round. Stuff changes, but people also lie. People also lie to guys like that. You know, they, a lot of my understanding of baseball and NBA, NFL, not so much in the NFL, but a lot of those other two, that teams will pump up a player to get them to come out and give them more options.
Yeah.
You know, they have three or four guys that they like. You know, two of them are just, you know, wanting to get out of college, and two of them wanting to stay. They're going to do a good job talking about the other two guys. Like, oh, man, you're my guy.
Right.
So they have four options, you know, that they choose from. So happens all the time, man. I hate that it happened to him. I think he could have been the center. And, you know, it sucks for him, sucks for us. But hopefully he'll go right here at the top of the second and, you know, play lights out and hope for that second contract.
Well, here's my only question, and Christian is our NBA guy. Christian just said, well, the main thing is he gets a guaranteed contract. But don't you think, Christian, he possibly could have made equal the money in coming back another year at Arkansas?
Possibly.
Or more.
Or more?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. How much will he make in his slot in the second round, Christian?
There is no slots in the second round. It's negotiated.
Well, yeah. What is the average, though? On
the minimum was
about
1.2 per.
Okay,
much.
And so 1.2 is the lowest. You're right. If these guys are getting paid $3-4 million, I don't know if he could have. You know, Cal may not have allowed that to happen. It's too much money for Cal to want to play.
I think the last pick of the first round, which is pick 30, is around $3 million. So maybe he makes $2.5 million.
Well, it is what it is. Of course, you got Trevin Brazil too. That's out there. A lot of freshmen last night, Joe. How many would you say, Christian? The first nine, first eight.
The first eight, off the top of my head, are all freshmen.
Yeah, pretty.
Wow, and you have guys later in the round like Stenak or whatever the guy's name is. Yeah. He was a little later. A couple other guys.
Well,
what a great freshman class, man!
Well, I know, golly, boy, you're right about that. Also, too, we made the comment that not everybody knew this, but last night it marked that Coach Cal passing Coach K is having the most lottery picks. Coach Cal now has 30, and I think Coach K had 29. So, but you could certainly say Coach K has a few more national championships than Cal, even though Cal may have more first round or first picks. Overall and first round draft picks, and so. But anyway, you think of Darius Acuff Jr. His life changed last night officially. You know, it's the only thing bad about it, Joe, is he goes to a franchise that's not the greatest.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they've struggled a long time. As I understand it, they're kind of like a couple of baseball teams that don't really invest a lot when they get a generational piece. They traded away for more picks. I think that's the team I'm thinking of. That's where Corliss went, I believe, right out of college.
Yeah, he did. And Joe Klein.
He became the sixth man of the year.
Joe Klein, too. There were several. Yeah. So,
you hope that he shines out there and turn around and have a different philosophy and build a big team around him.
Roger, you have the clip of what he said. This was him after being interviewed. He's not a guy. He's not a big talker. So he was asked afterwards about, what do you got to say to the folks in Arkansas?
Sacramento fans, obviously excited to see you come, but Arkansas fans, sad to see you go. Just what's your message to the fans back in Arkansas about your time in the past week?
Man, I love y'all. I'll be back soon. I won't stop coming out there for sure. I'll be back for sure.
And we lost Joe for some reason. We'll try him again. 661-1037 is the number if you would be a part of the show.
For sure.
A lot of people are texting us about Kingsland, so it's about 10 or 12 miles.
We'll see it, because we'll leave here. We'll go through, we'll take 35 to 79. We'll take 35 through Saline County, get up to Sheridan, hang a right, go down 79. That'll take us to Kingsland. We'll stop, take a picture by the home of Johnny Cash sign. Then we'll go to past Fordyce. Then we'll go to maybe by the Bear Bryant sign. Then we'll head down to Camden that way and make it all the way back.
I mean, but still, it's 8 miles apart.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash and Bear Bryant, two of the most iconic figures.
Probably had a cane pole with a lunch sack tied in a hanky.
Yeah, I wonder the age difference. I know that Bear's older. Let's go back to Joe here. Joe, you there?
I'm here. Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Sorry, I don't know. That may have been an iron. Let's play this clip one more time, Roger.
Joey.
Sacramento fans, obviously excited to see you come, but Arkansas fans, sad to see you go. Just what's your message to the fans back in Arkansas about your time in the Pig Suey?
Oh, yeah, man, I love y'all. I'll be back soon. I won't stop coming out there for sure. I'll be back for sure.
That's positive. That's nice for him to say.
For sure.
He's only there 1 year. You know, you really don't get a chance to know these guys. Brazil's a different story. We got a chance to be around him, and you have a little bit more of
He's a different story in the last since the beginning of NIL, as far as with us.
Yeah, be interesting. Where he goes.
Man, I love Trevin's story, man. I always root for the guys that change after going through a difficult time and grow and become better for it. The Trevin Brazil that graduated is a different guy than was projected the first round 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
The injury, I hate it for him, like, as far as his timeline goes. But, man, I love it for him as far as the human being goes and his path, towards being a better guy and better, better player in the NBA. All that stuff was changed for the better. It just took a couple of years of, I think that's God that puts that in our path. And he gives us challenges to prepare for the next thing that comes. He's better prepared, in my opinion, mentally, for the NBA now.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And then I remember, too, all the fans were all this crap about him and all the rumors and just stupid stuff. And I'm glad, like you said, I'm glad he stuck it out and made this his play. And Coach, obviously played under Muss and Cal, so I hope he goes to a good team. That's the main thing. You want him to go to a good team. Did want to make mention, if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Joe Nichols, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Chad and Stephanie Powers, we appreciate them. They also sponsor Trey Reed in the morning. Also, we by chance just sort of stumbled onto the fact yesterday we had Marshall Martin, who was the the big donor, Joe, that you see at the courtside wearing the boots and the blonde, and it's got the jet with the stiletto on the side of it, and she's a big supporter of Cal financially, and they've got their name on the practice arena. So Marsha and Marty Martin building. But anyway, she accidentally slipped out yesterday that she's going to also – she was with Cal last night in New York, and she was going to be at the naming of the stadium today. And we were like, what?
Ooh.
Is that right? And so we got the scoop on everybody. I don't think Hunter and the U of A folks were real thrilled that sort of got out. Not a big deal. But anyway, I think it'll be happening around 12 o'clock. We were just talking about
who would the brand be? I'm sorry if I didn't catch the first part of that.
Well, so Marsha Martin just told us that she was going to be there. It's not going to be her. I think it will be another. Okay. She just wants to be there. She sold her company. And I think it'll be somebody. I think it's going to be a 10-year deal, if I had to guess. 10-year, $5 or $6 million per year, a $50 million deal. Of course, they were teasing this, Joe, about a month or two ago, about this is going to be just an unbelievable deal, that it's going to be a changer for the game changer for the program. So we've been debating it for 2 days. We're just hoping that we wish it would be an Arkansas company versus some California company that we don't know about. Or, of course, we didn't know who Reynolds, the foundation really was.
Still don't.
Yeah, still don't. And so, I mean, it's certainly not the most important thing. It just would have been nice to be able to have a Arkansas company. And it still may be. I think it'll be really – if they could get somebody – of course, it took them 3 years to do it, and they had to pay a firm to get this group, which I presume. So, anyway, that happens today at 12.
Okay.
So
– awesome. Okay, what is the logo going to be? You think a naming rights is just going to be the Martin Stadium?
I think it'll be whoever the company is. It'll be like Taco Bell Razorback Stadium, or J.B. Hunt Stadium. Listen, I'm still not convinced that Walmart couldn't step in or Tyson or somebody here in Arkansas. Simmons Bank,
yeah.
Very aggressive. We've got banks that Simmons Bank, Bank OZK. First Secure, all these Centennial, they're all worth $20 billion. They got the money to do it.
Steve Brown, Alcorn Community Federal Credit Union.
So the question
and
is.
And two things.
Yeah.
Two things. I know that the billionaires are, a lot of them have super big egos.
Yeah.
The ones that, I've talked about, they have super big egos. They love stuff like owning stadiums and owning property or paintings or whatever that they can put their names on. And I know that they love that kind of stuff. And I think, to me, the number 5 million seems quite low. I thought they could get a lot more than that from the stadium naming rights.
Well,
I don't know.
So here's the thing about this, Joe. So I said that was sort of a baseline. I think it could be anywhere from 4 to 7 million. But again, when you go for 10 years, then all of a sudden, boy, you go 10 years at 7, that's a $70 million commitment. And they may could get it. Who knows? But I think that the most recent numbers that I had seen would be around that. But maybe they could convince somebody to go more than that. I hope so for the program. Program
a lot of incentives.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Someone said, go ahead.
Now, could that any of that money go toward NIL? Will it just go to the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if that's an operational deal that can't be. Part of me would say probably not, but I don't know what the rules and regs are anymore.
And if it doesn't go to NIL, then the good thing there is that no other money that would be earmarked for
NIL is going to that. Yeah, if it goes to operational costs,
you'll
have extra money.
That would be the only
I think problem. It does eventually help that side of it in one way or the other, but that's a good question. I just don't know the rules and regs on that yet.
Maybe it's too
bad. Somebody said
that makes sense.
Yeah.
As long as somehow it affects NIL,
right.
I mean, that's...
I think it affects one way or the other.
Right.
Somebody says here, one of our listeners said, Joe Nichols mentions Coop DeVille in a couple of his songs. Does he own a Coop DeVille?
As many times as I've been tempted to, I even talked to Cadillac at one point for a sponsorship. Those things are expensive. I wouldn't drive one much unless it was an old one, and nobody's given sponsorship deals for old Cadillac. So to answer your question in a very long way, no.
Well, listen,
no. It just sang pretty.
I haven't seen the video. I presume you have a Coupe de Ville in the video. I'm sure. I don't recall.
Ragtop.
What is it?
I said in your video for that song for Broken Hearts Ville, do you have I presume you have the Coupe de Ville in the video?
No, the devil, the other guy does. He's driving a convertible Coupe de Ville that she hops into, and it's a classic one. You know, she hops in and takes off, and the guy turns out to be a loser. The guy's hat blows off, his covering up his horns, but it was covering up a bald head. Turns out to be a bad guy. But yeah, a little cheesy. We used to make cheesy videos.
Well, one of these days,
I guess we still do.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, listen, Justin still gets in trouble for that one. Roger, back that thing up where you had all those girls. He had about 20 girls came in from caught him in from Nashville, and they were all little hotties. And
one of them was with child.
Yeah, Kate was not a big fan of that particular video. Right. Although she could have been.
She could have been
it herself. Last thing before we let you go. So final baseball poll was released yesterday. And Arkansas in the USA Today coaches poll was 21st at 41-22. And Arkansas Little Rock, I think first time ever, they wound up in the top 25. So happy for those guys here in Little Rock. A little bit disappointing. That's not really where we thought we would end up as from a Razorback standpoint.
Man, you know, especially seeing how it all shook out. You know, there's another championship. You know, and we got to take it. We've been there so many times, right on the brink, and we just haven't brought it home. And all these guys are just seems like miraculously at the end of the year they heat up and slide right in there and get one. Yeah. You know, and doesn't feel like they've paid their dues that they got there. And it just goes to show that it's all about timing in baseball. You can dominate the year. Obviously, LSU did it that one year with Steens and Cruz.
Right.
You know, if you just get hot at the end of the year and you figured out your defense, offense, you know, your coaching, you figured all the parts out, who's hot, who's not, where your lineup, all that kind of stuff goes, then if you have the talent, and you have the good coach, anything can happen. So,
yeah,
I hope we get it one of these days. It looks like our portal class is going to kick ass. Sorry for my language.
No, it does. It looks like, you know, there's, I think, one poll we're number one in transfer portal, and a couple others were not quite that high. But yeah, it looks like it on paper. But it's like you just said, it just goes to show, you know, Ole Miss did the same thing, you know, a few years back.
Yeah.
It got hot. And I'm telling you, you know, for this team to be under 500, to be 11th in the SEC, get beat one game in the SEC tournament against Missouri, and we go down there and, you know, play to the darn finals, which got us nothing, didn't get us a regional. And it just goes to show you all that it doesn't really matter. And then, of course, you know, the Trojans are the same way, man. They sort of limped in, just like they did last year, limped into their conference tournament. They get hot. And I think it's interesting, but you're right. Sort of make, man, did they really pay their dues to do it? Well, you know what? You're probably not, but that's the way the game works now. And I think it gives everybody hope. I think it gives every program to say, you know, like this year, this was a group like this year. We kept saying, wow, this is not a good team. We kept saying, well, maybe they'll get hot at the end. And they sort of did. We thought maybe after the SEC tournament, you know, hey, we get hot and it will work out for it. It didn't, but it is an amazing story. That Oklahoma story is quite remarkable.
Yeah, you know, it is. You got to tip your hat to those guys for figuring it out. They beat some good teams getting there, man. They beat Georgia and Texas. Is it Texas they beat or one of the other real hot teams
Georgia,
up there?
I think it's Georgia.
You know, had to go through a buzzsaw. Or UCLA maybe or something. But anyway, it was. You got to tip your hat, man. They had a hard road. They just had it figured out.
Yeah.
I really hope we can get one for Dave Van Horn.
Boy, I tell you, we are now tied, I think, with North Carolina since they lost this particular World Series. I think we've both been 13 times without a title. I think we're tied for second next to Florida State. I think Florida State went 25 years, which is just I think ours is bad. They double it there and still haven't won one. So. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. Hey, Joe, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate y'all. All right, man. I'll take care.
Thanks, Joe.
Go Hawks.
See you, man.
See you, buddy.
All right. Go Hawks.